Apple or our Facebook page, The Pineapple Rebellion. Coming up next on 4ZZZ is Friday Neon with Quentin Ellison.
Barnaby, goodbye. Goodbye, Barnaby, goodbye. Barnaby, bye-bye, goodbye to you. Bye.
Z-Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Joe with your 10 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, the federal government has ordered an investigation regarding bikies threatening a CFMEU delegate in a union dispute. Inside the sources told ABC that the bikies claimed to be related to Host Group, the security provider for a construction company of a bridge project in Brisbane, but the company has denied any involvement with them. After a confrontation with a Host representative, the bikies allegedly argued with a CFMEU delegate and threatened to burn down his house with his family inside.
The owner of a winning $100 million lotto ticket remains a mystery, as the winning docket is currently yet to be registered. The mystery winner purchased their ticket at a gold lotto outlet on Brisbane's north side and now is entitled to the equal third biggest prize in Australian history. Employees that work for the lottery company are actively trying to discover the identity of the ticket owner, but are encouraging those who participated to recheck their own tickets.
In national news, native stingless bee honey is now legally sold and bought following Food Standards Australia New Zealand approval last month. It cannot be illegally defined as honey because the rich bioactive ingredients fail to meet the National Food Standards Code. The Australian Native Bee Association Honey Committee Chair Dean Halley said the breakthrough guaranteed native bee honey's place in the agricultural primary industry with huge potential for domestic growth and imports.
The inner-city Melbourne councils of Darebin, Merrebeck and Moonee Valley are announcing a joint initiative after the City of Melbourne decided to break e-scooter companies' contracts early last week. The three councils will form a zone in the inner north suburbs with council-provided e-scooters and e-bikes to give communities cheaper transport options. While other council representatives have pressured the City of Melbourne to reverse the ban, City of Darebin Mayor Suzanne Newton believed the benefits outweigh the risks, citing the possibility of providing more council-funded transport services.
In international news, Australia's Senate has publicly denounced China's attempt to claim its sovereignty over Taiwan using UN Resolution 2758, which is likely to draw Beijing's condemnation. The UN Resolution 2758 recognizes the People's Republic of China as the only legitimate representative of China to the UN, which the PRC had consistently used it to advance its claim. The Australian government suggests that the resolution does not establish China's sovereignty over Taiwan and Taiwan could participate in UN agencies in the future. Senator Deborah O'Neill said in a debate that Australia has long supported Taiwan's meaningful participation in international organizations despite commitments to China.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 6. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.